Hello everyone, welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Peter. Let's cool down.
Hi everyone, I'm Pauline. It is a hot day today. Today's topic is e-report.
And the title of our lesson is A Cold Treat. A cold treat. Well, it is summer and it is hot. What is a way to cool down?
I know, swimming.
Nah, I don't want to get wet. I don't want to get in the water right now.
Okay. Ooh, you could stay indoors and sit in the air conditioning.
Sit in the air conditioning? What? No, that sounds boring. I want a fun way to cool down. Can you think of a better way?
Okay. I know. You could have a cold treat.
A cold treat. That sounds perfect.
Well, not only can we have a cold treat today, we can learn where they make them and how to make them too.
Oh, that sounds too good to be true. I'm so hot. It's as if this is all a dream.
Peter, are you okay? You seem a little bit out of it.
It's so hot. I need to cool down.
I don't think Peter is here with us right now. I'm a little worried. Let's visit Christina for our key word for the day.
Hello, 我们今天的主题是冰棒 ,ice pop. 它属于一种冷冻的点心。Ice pops are frozen snacks. 形容词冰冻或结冰的就是 frozen.我们到处都可以买到冰棒，但是其实也可以用家里的冰箱自制冰棒。冰柜或是冷冻柜就是 freezer。We can make ice pops at home in the freezers. 今天介绍的李先生为了帮助他的邻居好友，开创了他的冰棒事业。He started his ice pop business to help his neighbors. 名词 business 就是事业或是生意。怎么说呢？因为他的邻居很多都是种水果的果农。They are fruit farmers. 名词 farmer 就是农夫。他们的水果有时候卖不出去，只好放着烂。李先生觉得这样太浪费了。浪费的动词就是 waste. Mr. Lee didn't want to waste the fruit. 于是他就想出来把水果做成冰棒的计划。他把果农多余的水果买来，然后切好搅成糊状，把东西弄成糊状就是 mash. He cuts up the fruit and mashes it. 然后就把水果弄成泥，做成冰棒了。
So hot. Hot.Welcome to eReport. My name is Peter, and today is a nice day, but it's a little bit hot. Do you know what I like to do on a hot day? That's right, I like to eat ice pops. Do you like to eat ice pops? Well, today we're going to learn all about them and a special shop, too. So, what are we waiting for? Ooh, that's nice.Ice pops are a delicious treat that people enjoy all times of year, but people really enjoy them when the weather is hot. Ice pops are frozen snacks on a stick. They are usually made with fruit juice or drink that is frozen. They are really popular in the summer because they can cool people down. People can buy ice pops from a store, or they can make them at home in their own freezers. So, our cold treat today is ice pops. There's nothing like a cool and delicious ice pop. That is the name of this treat.
So, it's like a popsicle, but these treats look really special.
Anything cold on a hot day is nice, but anything frozen is even better. Let's talk about this word, frozen.
When things are frozen, they are ice, like ice cubes are frozen. It is frozen water.
This frozen snack on a stick comes in many different flavors. Really, all you need is your favorite fruit juice to make them.
It looks like this shop has a lot of different flavors.
Yes, there is a freezer full of them. You can pick any ice pop that you want.
Frozen and freezer. These words seem a little bit alike. Most refrigerators have a freezer. A freezer is so cold that it can make things frozen.
Well, let me tell you, it was so hot outside, I wished that I could be in the freezer. I just wanted to cool down.
Well, you look pretty happy with that ice pop treat. It looks frozen.
It was. I hope this whole place isn't just a dream or something. It seems too good to be true.
I think you've had a little too much sun, Peter.
What? Oh, well. Anyways, I love coming to the shop for the ice pops, but we will talk about what makes this place special in a minute.
Wow, well, it looks like that place has some wonderful flavored popsicles. I'm excited to learn more. Let's move on to part two.
These ice pops are delicious, and I love coming here. Why? Well, this is because their ice pops are yummy and great on a hot summer day. These ice pops are made from fresh fruit juice. But the best part is, this shop is a pay-as-you-wish shop. That means people can come in and pay as much or as little as they would like to. There are no workers here. Now, why would an owner want to do something like that? This is because he wanted to help people. He knows that some people don't have money to pay for a treat like this. But other people have a lot of money, so he hopes that people who can pay will pay more, and others who can't afford this treat can come and just enjoy. The owner of this shop, Mr. Lee, has a big heart. He started his ice pop business because he noticed something about his neighbors. Mr. Lee's neighbors were fruit farmers. Every year, the farmers near Mr. Lee would grow a lot of fruit, and sometimes they wouldn't be able to sell it all. So, the farmers would throw their fruit into their fields and let the fruit rot. To Mr. Lee, this was a waste, so he thought of a plan. He would buy the extra fruit from his neighbors, and then he and his friend would turn them into delicious ice pops that he now sells in many places around the world.
Okay, so now we are in the ice pop shop. Hey, that's just fun to say, ice pop shop.
Inside is pretty fun, too. They have toys and markers and pencils for kids to play with while they're enjoying an ice pop.
Fun! So, we learned something interesting about this place. It is a pay-as-you-wish shop, so I can come in and pay any amount.
Yes, but we also learn why. There are people that can't pay for a treat like this. The owner, Mr. Lee, wants everyone to enjoy this treat. So that's why people don't need to pay.
Wow, but how is that a business?
Well, the owner hopes that people will come and pay a little bit more if they can, then this will help pay for people that can't.
Oh, I see. That is really cool.
Not only that, but this shop helps farmers like this pineapple farmer that we see here.
So, is this the fruit that they turn into ice pops? Ooh, yum!
Yes, it is. And you just used a very good phrase. Let's go to Christina to learn more.
李先生把多余的水果买下来，然后把它制作成可口的冰棒。He would buy their extra fruit and turn it into delicious ice pops. 当我们要讲把某样东西转变成另一样东西的时候，就可以用 turn into 这个片语。接系词比较特别，要用 into。比如说，你的朋友在裁缝的手艺很棒，看到一块很漂亮的布，就很兴奋地说 ，I can turn it into a beautiful dress。或者童话故事里，王子变成了一只青蛙。She turned the prince into a frog. 这个时候可以用 turn A into B 这样的句型哦。
Thanks, Christina. So let's get back to these farmers. Before, they couldn't sell their fruits. They would let it rot in the fields.
That's a waste. But instead of a waste, they can use it to make ice pops.Then everyone wins. We get the ice pop, and the farmers can sell their fruit. This helps everyone.
I think this is a great plan.
Well, I'm enjoying this, and I had a fun time at this shop, but right now we need to take a short break. We'll see you after this. Don't go away.
These treats look great, but I can't travel all the way to Taidong for one. What if I want a treat like this at home?
Don't worry. If you want a treat like this, you can make it at home. And we're going to learn how to make them on the show. This last part is really fun.
Oh, I'm excited. Let's watch it now.
Hey, everyone.I found Mr. Lee. Mr. Lee is the owner of the shop. And I was just telling our friends about your delicious ice pops. I was wondering, could you show us how to make these delicious treats?
Sure, I would love to.
All right, let's get started. To make ice pops, we need to wash our hands. Then, we need to prepare our materials and equipment. When that's ready, we can cut the fruit.Today, we're going to make lemon ice pops. So we need about 50 grams of lemon. Oh, that's sour. Okay, so it's going to make the juice for us. And now we're measuring 60 milliliters of lemon juice. Next, we add a little bit of sugar to the fruit.And then we pour everything into this special cup. This cup has been made in the freezer, so it is really cold. It will help to make the juice into a slushy. After a few minutes, we can pour the fruit slushy into a mold. Then we put sticks into the slushies. Now, we put the mold into the freezer and wait. Soon, we'll be able to enjoy some yummy sweet ice pop.I think they're about ready. I'm going to take out this middle one here. Hey, not bad. Hey, lemon too. This is perfect for the summer. Do you want to try some? Well, you can. There's two more. This is mine. So anyway, we had a lot of fun today, right? We didn't just eat ice pops, but we also learned how to make them too. And thanks to Mr. Lee for teaching me how to make them today.I hope we all learn to be more like Mr. Lee if we all do what we can to help our neighbors, to bless them, this world will be a better place. Well, this is Peter for eReport. I'll see you next time. Bye. Hey, how much should I pay for this? What a great visit to the ice pop shop.
Peter, are you okay? You look a little, hot and out of it.
I don't know what you mean. This was my second favorite part, making ice pops.
Second favorite? What was your favorite part?
Oh, my favorite part was eating the ice pops.
Oh, right. That makes sense. So, you are making lemon ice pops here, right?
Yes. To make lemon ice pops, we need to make the lemon juice.
That's a great sentence. Let's visit Christina to learn more about it.
要做冰棒要先洗手哦。To make ice pops, we need to wash our hands. 请看看句首的 to make ice pops。它其实是 in order to make ice pops. 片语 in order to 就是为了什么的意思。所以 in order to make ice pops 就是为了要做冰棒。这个片语常常省略掉 in order, 然后放在句首。比如说 to make milkshakes, we need milk and ice cream. 要做奶昔我们需要牛奶和冰淇淋。或者 to get a credit card,You need to fill out this form. 要申请信用卡，需要填好这张表格。
Thanks, Christina. Hey, Pauline, let me tell you, when you make ice pops, wait until you add the sugar. Otherwise, it's just too sour.
Yeah, I can see that, Peter. Lemons are sour. You know that. But sugar is sweet.That makes anything taste good.
So then we add this whole mixture into a special cup. That cup is very cold. It turns into a slushy.
Ooh, slushy. This is a fun word, but that's just something that is not completely frozen or melted. It's in between.
So after this, we put it in the freezer. Remember, freezers make things frozen.
Then you get to try it.
Yes, finally. And it really tastes fresh.
What a nice visit on such a hot day.
Yes, it was. And next time I go back, I can try different flavors that I haven't even tried yet.
I noticed there was dragon fruit and guava flavored. Those look delicious. Did you bring any back for me?
I did, but it started to melt, so I ate it.
Okay, well, it's time for our keyword review, friends. Let's review together.
Here's the first keyword of the day. Frozen. Frozen. The juice is frozen.
Freezer. Freezer. Put the ice in the freezer.
Business. Business. John's business is selling hats.
Farmer. Farmer. The farmer grows rice.
Waste. Waste. Eat all your food. Don't waste it.
Mash. Mash.Mash those potatoes for dinner. Okay, friends, those are our keywords for today. Keep studying and practicing. You're doing great. All right, and now it's time to learn a super sentence.
I would really like to buy some art from your museum, but I'm a little scared.
Scared? About what?
Well, some of the art seems too real. Like this. Is that a statue of Super Sentence Man?
Yes.
Well, it looks too real. I would be afraid to put it in my house.
Don't be silly. This statue has been at our museum for many months.
I heard that.
Oh, who said that?
I said that.
But Super Sentence Man, I thought you were not real.
Of course I'm real. Who else is going to help people when their English has problems? Now, you said a super sentence.
I did?
Yes, you said this statue has been at our museum for many months. Something has been is today's super sentence.
So you have been standing here for a few months?
Ah, that's good. Have been is super too. But no, to answer your question, I have only been here a few minutes. Hey, would you like to try this super sentence in another way?
Sure. My dog has been out in the sun all day, so he's really hot.
My dog has been out in the sun all day, so he's really hot. Super. Well, what about you?
Oh, okay. My sister has been away in Africa for a week.
My sister has been away in Africa for a week.
Yes. But she just came back.
Oh.
And she brought a lot of wild animals with her.
Oh, is that safe?
Well, I don't know, but it was a super sentence. Remember, you two, a super sentence every day will make your English great.
Goodbye, Super Sentence Man.
Anyway, I want to show you some more statues in this room. There are statues of wild animals. Come on.
Ah, I'm so glad today wasn't just all a dream. I had so much fun learning about ice pops and how to make them. This shop was really fun.
Wait, Peter. What are you talking about? We haven't started the show yet.
What are you talking about?
Just kidding. This was a good show. Although, I still think you need to go get some water and maybe another ice pop.
Sounds good. Well, friends, we hope you enjoyed today. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.